This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. We're talking pricing your home, and we chatted in the first half of the show about timing the market as a consideration to how you price. Pricing at the right time of the year will get you the best results by pricing correctly, which is not overpricing, but pricing and allowing the market to drive upwards to its highest yield while protecting that price by getting the appraisal out of a contract, okay? We also chatted about the condition briefly and what are the top three things you can do, top three improvements you can make to get top dollars. So don't forget to listen to the first half of this show right here on WMAL or go to ericstewartgroup.com this week. You can also podcast us. Just type in Eric Stewart Real Estate Radio and you'll find our shows. What are the other considerations for pricing? So one of those is, what's the replacement cost for the things you own? For instance, if you've put in a stone wall that was hand-built, dry stack stone wall, so it's not concreted on all sides, 4 feet in order to retain a wall, and it cost you $15,000 to build that stone wall, and it cost you that 15 years ago, you know, when maybe the cost of labor was $35 an hour for somebody, and now it's $55. So what would it cost you now to build that? Well, maybe instead of $15,000, maybe it'd be $23,000 for the same wall. You understand. So figuring out what the true value of something is in today's market will help you determine what the right asking price is. And I often quote Warren Buffett when he said, price is what you pay, but value is what you get. If we price correctly, people will pay the price. But figuring out that price comes down to what's the value of all the things you're offering. And sometimes you're just fortunate to sell for a whole lot more than the value because the demand is obscene. And we've experienced that this spring. I've had homes that have sold for way more in the springtime than I knew they would be selling for by this August, because of the way the market acted. Just crazy upside demand. So you have to decide how much the replacement value of certain items are in order to determine what the right price is. We talked about condition being considered, the timing of the market direction. What do you think are some of the other considerations we should be thinking about here? So the location, right? The location of a property and the accessibility, the schools for that location, the elevation of the home, whether it's a Dutch colonial or whether it's a more straight up and down colonial or new Orleans style colonial. Certain styles of homes have certain demand cycles. So it's good to look at the orientation too. Is it east, west, north, south? Does it back to a busy road? Does it have power lines behind it? There's a good one. I have a home on the market now that backs the power lines. I'm getting some pushback on my price for it, even though I priced it well. You know, the reality of electromagnetic radiation is it's immeasurable when you're standing underneath the power lines and your property backs directly up to one of those giant poles. You hold an EMR meter up in the air and reach as high as you possibly can up towards those wires with an EMR, it's going to read nothing. Based on my experience, having Pepco out, standing in the backyard of one of my listings, just to measure, to see, so I could tell buyers, I think it's overrated, buyers, this whole backing up to the power lines issue. Yeah, that pole is ugly. Okay, I get it, right? It's not the greatest view that way, but you've got this wide open field behind you that no one's going to build on ever. Well, we're worried about getting electrified or whatever. EMR, electromagnetic radiation, you hold up that meter, you don't see anything from the backyard of home backing up to one of the poles, for goodness sake. But you walk into the family room, flip on the television set, stand back about 8 to 10 feet, and zzz, there's a reading. More from that TV than there were from the wires. How is that possible? I'll tell you why. There's an exponential decay in electricity the further you move away from the wires. So the electric companies built the poles to be a certain height above the ground so that there was plenty of distance that there would be no effect on the land below. Now, like anything, you go to a certain town and all the people that back up the power lines that they tested have a certain cancer. That could be because of the power lines, you would think. Well, they all back to the power lines, so that must be the common element. But not so everywhere you look. You test people at power lines, backing up to power lines in many places, and that's not an issue at all. Now, I'll be frank with you. I can't fight, and you can't fight the perception that power lines are an issue, because buyers will just have in their mind that, oh, it backs the power lines, therefore it's worth less. But as a real estate agent representing a home seller, and a buyer walks in and doesn't really get daunted by the power lines or doesn't live with a suspicion that they believe is actually fact, I can give an explanation and buyers will go, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. There's no EMR in the backyard because Pepco came out and checked it, but there's more coming from the TV, and I'm standing there watching the guy do the test. Do you know something I don't know, by the way? Are you listening to my show right now going, Stuart, you have no idea what you're talking about, because if you knew, you would know this, 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 this. If you know something, I invite you to reach out to me. I may even have you as a guest on my show if you really know what you're talking about with respect to electromagnetic radiation. How do you get in touch with me? Send me an email. Eric@ericstuartgroup.com. Eric@ericstuartgroup.com. Hey, before we go, let me promote two of our listings. One is on Pickett Road in Fairfax, Virginia, 4707 Pickett. Expanded Rambler, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, Woodson High School Pyramid in the Old Forge community. Take a look at ericstuartgroup.com for more information on that. And also 18670 Harmony Church Road in Leesburg. Custom-built Cape Cod, 2 acres, pool, 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, main floor bedroom and bath, by the way, and a basement apartment with its own private entrance. More at ericstuartgroup.com. Well, it's time for the Beacon Bits. Stuart Rosenthal, who's the chairman and the chief of staff at the Beacon Bits, joins me. How are you, Stuart?
I'm doing well, Eric. Thank you for having me here on the show.
Good. It's always a pleasure. What do you got? Last week we talked technology. What do we have this week?
Well, I have a money story that's pretty helpful. A lot of people know that they have bills that come in or paperwork that comes in that doesn't make sense. It's the rate doesn't look quite right, or you have a problem with paying it perhaps. There are all kinds of problems. How do you best handle that? So we have a story that tells you what's the best way to use the telephone and to reach the right people and get your problems taken care of. And among the good advice they have is, before you call, know what you want them to do for you and make sure that you anticipate their questions so you're ready to have the answers. Of course, you also want to have all your paperwork there in front of you too, in terms of your account number or if you need it, and any other copy of the bill or insurance cards or whatever that you might have.
Wow, fascinating. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper. It's good to have that kind of counsel when you're going to figure out how you handle your money. Stuart Rosenthal, thebeaconnewspapers.com is the way to read this online or pick up a free copy at many locations around the Beltway. Thank you, Stuart. Always good insight from Mr. Beacon himself. Well, that's a wrap for this week. Next week, we'll discuss one of our contemporary works of art in a house at $4.2 million. I'm Eric Stuart, and I'll see you then.
The Eric Stuart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.